With a look at Radio on the Go Sports, here on KLMJ for a Monday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting a lot happening over the weekend in high school sports. One of the big action that was on Saturday with the North Central Conference Wrestling Tournament. The 55th annual event was held at Fort Dodge St. Edmund High School, the site where Hampton Dumont Cal won it 17 years ago, and they won it again in 2022, beating Webster City by just 1 point. It came down to a consolation match that Hampton Dumont Cal had to have a victory in. That was won by Cole Frericks.
Very nervous. I even told Coach Pat I was nervous and like my stomach was turning, and I just went out there, did what I do, and was gonna take a few shots, but I knew what was on the line, so I was kind of skeptical. But I was nervous, and then after the match was done, I was excited, and it's a great feeling.
Coach Patrick Hansen, the front of the Bulldogs, gave us his thoughts after the meet.
Totally like us, to make it a little more dramatic than what it probably needed to be. But, you know, to get it done and win, you know, I just felt like that whole last little bit there, they were going to find something wrong and they were going to take some points away from us. And, you know, just to finally get the relief that, oh, you guys won for sure, it was huge. You know, our kids are happy, our community's happy, our fans are happy. I mean, it's just a great day.
Hampton Dumont Cal enjoyed a 27-point lead late in the meet. However, a couple of Webster City pins on the championship side, and then some points that were added back in that were wrongfully taken away from Webster City earlier in the meet made it a very close team standings with just a point or two heading down the stretch. In fact, again, it came down just to 1 point, and Coach Hansen was thankful that it all worked out well.
You know, I mean, we expected to win. You know, that's what we wanted to come in here and do. We expected to win. That was the plan the whole time. But to make it that close, Webster City's down. We got five ranked teams here. I mean, this was a big tournament today, and to have nine guys in the finals and four champs, you know, it's a great feeling, and I'm definitely going to enjoy it tonight, but Monday it's back to work.
And for Hampton Dumont Cal, those that were in the finals, here are the results there. In case you missed it, Jason Stevens at 106 was a champion. Jack Showalter at 113 was runner-up. Taylor Mailer from Hampton Dumont Cal was a runner-up at 138. Jacob Kapp at 152, a runner-up. Carl Barkema wins again at 160. And at 170, Tate Schmidt, a champion for HD Cal at 170 pounds. And Braden Hansen wins again at conference as he wins at 182. Isaac Helskov and Carter Helskov were runners-up for HD Cal. Daniel Chavez of CGD was a champion at heavyweight, and his teammate Garrett Seba was a runner-up at 160 pounds for Clarence Goldfield Dowse on the day. HD Cal with 213 team points, Webster City with 212. Humboldt was third. Clarence Goldfield Dowse ends up in fifth place, and Iowa Falls Alden seventh at the annual North Central Conference Wrestling Tournament over the weekend. Also, the Doug Trees Invitational, a big wrestling tournament hosted by North Butler Clarksville. The NBC wrestlers finished fifth. Nashville Plainfield was the team champion with Wapsie Valley second. Applington Parkersburg was seventh. BCLUW 10th. Belmont Columbia 11th. Rockford at 12th. And West Fork 13th in the big meet up there in Green over the weekend. Also over the weekend on Sunday, some college basketball on the women's side. Baylor dominating Iowa State. Iowa State had 19 points from Ashley Jones, but it was not enough as Baylor hit 12 three-pointers en route to a 87-61 win over the Twister Sisters. Iowa State ladies fall to 16-3 on the season. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, though, they've won five in a row as they defeated Illinois handily 82-56. The Hawkeye ladies are now 12-4 on the season. Seven women of West Fork competed at the 2022 Iowa Girls High School State Wrestling Tournament this past weekend. The Warhawks' Rose Rother took home fourth place, the highest placing for a Radio on the Go area female since Allie Gerbach of AGWSR won a title in the inaugural event in 2019. Rother won her opening round match for West Fork, losing to the eventual state champion from Spencer. In the consolation, the Warhawk Jr. advanced all the way to the finals, wrestling for third against second-seeded Ava Thompson of Charles City. The match nearly went the distance before Rother was pinned with 10 seconds remaining, placing her fourth. For the weekend, Rose Rother for West Fork went 3-2 with two pins. The Girls State Wrestling Tournament was hosted by the Extreme Arena in Coralville by the Coaches and Officials Association and saw a record 700 ladies competing and will be sanctioned next year by the Girls Athletic Union. The unanimous vote was made by the IGHSAU's board at the January 12th meeting and announced prior to the start of the championship round this past Saturday at the Girls State Wrestling Tournament. The first girls-sanctioned tournament will be next school year. Hampton Dumont Cal Athletic Director Christy Weiser tells Radio on the Go Sports, it's been a quickly growing sport and is thrilled to see the high school girls get this opportunity.
Girls to now have the opportunity to do that in a high school supported athletic endeavor. I mean, look at the girls' state tournament that, you know, they hosted this weekend. They initially had 100 kids the first year, and it grew to over 300. There were over 700 young women participating. The crowds, I saw the pictures, it was fantastic. So it's growing. It's great that Iowa has done the work really over the last year to find out what they need to do to support school districts in growing the program and this opportunity.
And so far, 58 schools in Iowa have committed to sponsoring a girls' wrestling program. The latest data from Track Wrestling shows 1,018 girls participating in high school wrestling, represented by over 185 Iowa schools thus far. The NIAC women's basketball team nearly pulled off a big upset this past Thursday night. The 11-6 Trojans journeyed down to Cedar Rapids to face second-rated Kirkwood in Iowa Community College Athletic Conference action. NIAC was down 11 at intermission, cut the lead to 7 entering the fourth. The Eagles' defense was enough to clamp the Trojans' offense, earning a 59-50 victory. Trojan head coach Brad Vaught says the women's game Thursday was a stark contrast to the first meeting with Kirkwood, who won by 30 in that one.
I think they're the best team in the country. The one loss they had in overtime, I think if they, you know, if they played that again, they'd probably win that game. They're just such a great team. But, you know, I was really proud of us, you know, of our girls that, you know, they went in there to knock them off. And, we, you know, we're starting four girls that are true freshmen, were high school players last year. And they're growing and getting better every game.
And the NIAC women will be playing the Luther JV today at 5 o'clock, and Iowa Central will come to Mason City for a matchup on Wednesday at 5:30. These are all men's and women's doubleheaders for NIAC. The AGWSR basketball teams will play just their fifth home game of the season when they host Belmont Clemmy coming up tonight in non-conference action. The 8-6 Cougar girls enter the matchup with a lot of momentum, winners of their last 5 of 6. While AGWSR hasn't put up stellar offensive numbers late, the defense has held their opponents to under 40 points in each of those wins. The Cougars have won their last two games while scoring only 33 and 34 points. Belmont Clemmy enters with some momentum after a 5-game skid, but were denied their third straight victory Friday against Garner Hayfield Ventura as the fourth quarter comeback fell short. A win gets the Broncos back to 500 tonight if they could beat AGWSR. They are now 7-8. The two teams play similar style and have split the last two meetings. Again, and the nightcap then features a pair of boys teams looking to turn their seasons around. The Bronco boys are 0-15. They've struggled to be competitive in most games. But head coach Justin Meyer says his guys are stepping into some new roles along with the continued progression. The first win could be coming soon.
We've got kids that are progressing, and I keep telling the boys that it's one of those things that what we need is we need that progress to come with great attitude and great effort, because if we can have great effort and great attitude, there's going to be one of these games coming up that I think that we might not necessarily on paper have the greatest chance of winning, but if we can put those things together, I really think that we're at a point where we can win basketball games. We're playing a lot of games where the numbers within the numbers, if we can eliminate a 4 or 5 minute stretch where we give up 15 and we don't score any, if we can eliminate that, we're playing even, if not ahead, in those other stretches, that if we can kind of just put it all together, I really like our chances here moving forward.
And we will be having AGWSR playing against Belmont Clemmy tonight. Again, that's down in Ackley. The girls and boys doubleheader, 6:05 warm-up show, 6:15 pregame show, as Jonathan Mowinkle will have the play-by-play there. Dylan Deerberg will be broadcasting from Rockford as the West Fork Warhawks will be at Rockford. The West Fork girls riding an 8-game win streak coming off the huge non-conference victory over Hampton Dumont Cal in the Coaches versus Cancer game. The Warhawks have hit their stride at the right time, as Emma Martinik helping to lead the way at 14 points per game, and freshman phenom Leah Weaver has given her team a huge boost in the second in the scoring position, and Weaver scored a career-high 23 points in the win over HD Cal on Saturday. In the boys' game, it's an important conference matchup between 6-7 Rockford and 4-10 West Fork. The game will have postseason implications as the teams are within a game of each other in the conference standings, and the seeding is coming up soon for this, again, the postseason. So, again, these two teams in the same district will have the girls and boys action for you. Again, it's West Fork at Rockford. 6:05 is warm-up showtime, and 6:15 live from Rockford with Dylan Deerberg right here on KLMJ tonight. Also, some other action going on. Roland Story visiting Dyke New Hartford for girls and boys play this evening. And as mentioned earlier, NIAC is hosting the Luther JV in men's and women's college basketball. The Cyclone Coaches Corner show will be coming up after on a delayed basis following our high school basketball coverage tonight. That's going to do it for Radio on the Go Sports for this Monday morning. I'm DeWayne Karstens.